Straw.
Kaplan.
Onto the sugya of Pshita. Hecha de kanakit kasa de chamra biyadei v'kasara de shichru. We are talking about a person who is holding a cup of wine and he thinks it's shichra. Shichra commonly defined as beer. Ufasach mevarach adaita de shichra. He began his bracha, adaita de shichra, thinking that he's holding a cup of beer. Besim b'dechamer ma'u. No, besim b'dechamer yotza. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. If he did that, that the Gemara says is poshut that he was yaitzi. In other words, he started to make the bracha with the intention of making a shahakol. He realized in the middle of the bracha that no, this is in fact wine, and he said, "Barpia gefen." So the lachas is yaitzi. Why? Dina mi im amar shakoni b'dvara yotza. It's not. And the Mishnah teaches us that you can make a shahakol on anything. So in a cup of wine, you can also make shahakol. So since the shahakol would have been good anyway, it would have been yaitzi anyway, so therefore, even though he started shaloi kedin, he should have made a repia gefen, but he finished off properly. Even though he started incorrectly, he's yaitzi anyway, because even had he finished the bracha and said shakoni b'dvaro, he would have been yaitzi anyway. Elahecha de kanaki kasa de shichra biyadei, kasavar de chamru. Had we done the opposite? He thought he was holding a cup of beer. I'm sorry, he was holding a cup of beer. And he thought he was holding wine. Postuch baruch adaita de chamru. He started to make the bracha al das. He's making a bracha on yayin. V'siyim b'de shichra. And then he realized, wait a minute, I'm making the wrong bracha. I have to make a shakoni abidvaroi. My baser ikar bracha zlinan or baser chasima zlinan. Okay, we're going to see at least two mahalchim in how to understand this Gemara. We're starting tonight with Rashi's mahalch. Let's see how Rashi learns. Rashi says, Pasach b'deshucha v'siyim b'dechamra. Tchila sabracha amar, amanah shahakol. In other words, he started to make the bracha with the intention of making a shahakol. When he got to the end of the opening statement, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, then he suddenly realized, Nisker Shu Yain, Bamar Priya Gefen, Priya Gafen, Pshit Elan Diyatza, Dafilu Siyem Kol HaBracha Kedas Psichasa, Bamar Shahakol Yatza, Yatza Le Yain. Oh. So Rashi says, interesting words Rashi uses. He says, "Afilu siyim kol habracha kedas psichas or yaitze." In other words, had he finished the bracha and said shakoni b'dvar, he'd be yaitze. So the Gemara seems to be saying that even though he began the bracha betos, it doesn't bother me because that tos is really kosher. Also, you could have been yaitze with that lashon anyway. Had he finished it, so therefore the Gemara says that's kosher that you'll be yaitze. Ela kami bayilon. He began, once again, with the words, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Ukeshigia Lemelech Haolam, Nisker Shur Sheichar, Besim Shahako Mahu. Now, Rashi says, Baser Iker Brocha Azlina, Viker Brocha Adaita De Yain Nemra, Babi Kamoy Shesiyim B'Yain, it's as though he was Messiah B'Yain. Then birkas yain maitzia yedei birkas sheichar. Shein ha-sheichar mina gefen. You cannot be yaitze the bracha of on sheichar with barepri agafen. Therefore, had he finished the bracha would have been a bracha levatala. Therefore, the Gemara says, if we'll go baser ikar bracha, which ikar bracha appears, at least according to Rashi, to be referring to the opening statement, baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam, then in this case, this would be a bracha levatala. However, we say baser chasim azlinan, since he remembered in the middle and was chasim properly, then he would be yaitze. So Rashi has it set up that the issue of the Gemara is somebody who made the bracha, had incorrect intentions when he started the bracha, and in the middle of the bracha remembered that he was making the wrong bracha and changed in the middle, is the person yaitze or not? And the lashon of Gemara is baser ikar bracha zlinan or baser chasim zlinan. Rashi teaches Basar Iker Brochas Lina. Rashi says Vahavi Kemoi Shasiim Biyain. We'll see what that lashon means. Bezus Hashem. But anyway, that is how Rashi explains this Gemara. Okay. Now, Rabbeinu Yoina he addresses our sugya. He brings Rashi. What does Rashi mean? But what's the issue of the sugya? Why does the incorrect kavan in the psicha bother me? So Rabbeinu Yaina appears to want to understand Rashi in the following way. He says, "Ulefize haperish yesh lishol my damrinim elahecha de nakat kasa de shichra biyadei bechasaver de chamerhu pasuk be de chamer v'siyem be de shichra my basar psicha zinu basar chasim azlinon b'leiv shito." What's the problem? If the whole issue here is the machshava of the gavra, what's bothering us? Benu Yen says, so kolsav, you said the right bracha. The bracha that you had to make were the words, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam B'Pri Hagafen. I said it. Elamai, what's the problem? I was mechaving to the wrong bracha. Zok there, we pass in mitzvahs in tzrichas kavana. Ulafima shepostek harif, the mitzvah is tzrichas kavana, si shapir. Then you've got a shayla, if you're mitzvah tzrichas kavana. The mishehoch yamrinan baster psichas lina, shen is kavin the varach al shechar, vile yotza, the mitzvah is tzrichas kavana. By baster chasimas lina, vile yotza shahoysa chasima karoi. The way the words are read in front of us, Rabbeinu Yain appears to say that if I say mitzvah srichas kavana, then I understand my shaila. The shaila seems to be, as he puts it, if you hold mitzvah srichas kavana, I had the wrong kavana when I started my brocha. But if you hold baser chasimas linan, when you got to the chasima, not only did you have the right kavana, you said the right words, then we would say that l'chuli amri yaitse, as if the chasima is enough. The fact that I had a Pesach of a bracha, which was with the wrong kavana, doesn't bother me. Brachas are nikba lefi the chasima. The chasima was a kasher chasima, you might say. Rabbeinu Yaina continues. Amnam Rabbeinu Haigon, zichron of the bracha, v'harbi min mefarshim pasku mitzvah zayin etzrichas kavana. The kasher lahem, t'havan on the meimar, shafal pi sholei niskavin levarech al ha-shechar mitchila, kevin shenais is a mitzvah yotza, v'may leiv shita. Right there, if you hold mitzvahs, einan srichas kavana. So, how does the Gemara read? What's pshat in the Gemara? Beish lemer, tafilu misha soivar, de mitzvahs einan srichas kavana, hani mila v'dabra sheish bo maisa, sham maisu v'mokam kavana, gigoyin etilas lulav, damrinan mi da'agbohu, nafak bey, v'chol ken kayyotza b'zeh, aval b'mitzvah ish t'tluya ben b'amira bilvad, v'adai tzricha kavana. Shamiri he believe. Ucheshenu mechavin b'amira ve'enu oisa ma'isa nimtza kamishli osa shun dover me'amitzvah. But there, if we hold mitzvah zayin and tzrichas kavana, afal pichein, that is only by mitzvahs of ma'isa. Mitzvahs of dibur. There, everybody is ma'ide that mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. Bishlam by ma'isa doesn't explain himself. He says ma'isa m'kaim kavana. The ma'isa is ma'ichiach. That you meant to perform this action. How you know it was a ma'isa mitzvah, he doesn't explain. But he says, when you're talking about Amira is sof kol sof just a gilu of what's going on the lathe. In that case, by mitzvahs of Amira, everyone is ma'ida, mitzvahs, tzrichos, kavon. Oh. Based on this, Rabbeinu Yaina seems to want to understand the subject of our sugya is having to do with the issue of whether we say mitzvahs, tzrichos, kavona. We are, everybody is moida mitzvah srichas kavana. The shaila is, do I need kavana in the psicha or only in the chasima? If I need kavana in the psicha, well, then I have a problem. Because when I said the psicha, I was mechaving to the wrong bracha. But in the chasima, not only was mechaving to the right bracha, I said the right bracha, then I would be yaitzei. Okay. Now, the Rosh He brings the Shitas Rashi. And he brings, I'm now in Simon Yudalit, if anyone is looking along with me, I'm in the middle, after he quotes the whole Lashon of the Girsa, etc., how you read the Gemara according to Rashi, how you explain it. He says later, V'hiksha harayvet zal, al girsa zu, bal perish zeh, shalei matzinu b'shumokum, shetei abrocha nifsedes, b'shvil chisaron kavana. Afilu b'loi shum kavana sabrocha, oileloi, kol shechein, shum miskabin l'shum brocha b'oilem. Now, I think what the Ravid is asking is this. This is what's bothering me with the Mechatma. I don't understand the Mahalach of Rabbeinu Yonah. The issue of whether mitzvah srichas kavana or not kavana, Pashtus is a shiloh where a person needs kavana l'shem mitzvah. A person performs a maisa without kavana l'shem mitzvah. That is the subject of Mechleikas mitzvah srichas kavana or not kavana. A person picked up a lulav without thinking about doing the mitzvah lulav. He just picked it up. Are you yoytze? Well, if you hold mitzvahs ein and srichas kavana, I perform the pool of the Torah's mitzvah without kavana to be yoytze the mitzvah. Mitzvahs ein and srichas kavana, you don't need that. As long as you perform the action, you're yoytze. According to the Maan Rav's mitzvah srichas kavana, I need kavana when I pick up the lulav to be yoytze the mitzvah of lulav. Here, the Gavra certainly had kavana to be yoytze the mitzvah, even a mitzvah derabanan, of Birkas Nenin. The only question was he mechaven to the right bracha? And I have difficulty hearing that there's two different mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of a bracha of Habrei Pi HaGefen, and a mitzvah of bracha Shakom Yabidvarai. The mitzvah chayra is to be mechav, is to be yaitse, the chiyuv that Chazal established. The mitzvah Chazal established to mevarech Birkas Nenin before one partakes of eating. But a separate kavanas mitzvah, legabi, which mitzvah, which bracha? That's a separate issue. That's internal to the mitzvah, Birkas Nenin. It's performing it correctly. But what has that got to do with the sugya of mitzvah srichas kavana? I think this is, in a sense, what the Ravid is getting at. It's part, certainly part of his question. Shlemetzinu b'shumokam sh'tei abrocha nivsedes b'shvil chisaron kavana. Meaning, afilu b'loi shum kavanas abrocha, oy l'loi. You see, as long as he was mechavin l'shem bracha, he was mechavin, Lot says the mitzvah, birkas nenin. And b'chlal, he's asking, this is not birkas nenin. In fact, almost every amira, even tefillah, a good chunk of tefillah, even if a person's not mechavin to what he's saying, the very fact that you said it, you're yoytze. It's not lechadchila, not what you should do. You all know in Shmon Esrei, the first bracha brought Birkas Avos. That's where the Mefarshim talk about there being a din that Kavanas Makay. But the other 17 brachas, Mikar a din, if a person is spacing in the middle of one of the bracha, or he starts thinking about something else and misses words, says the words, but isn't thinking about what he's saying, you're going to see anyway in Shmon Esrei. This is common. Victor Rivet, I don't get it over here. Number one, mitzad the idin of Trichas Kavani, saying, I was mechavin anyway, Birkas Nenin. That's from reading the last part of the rite. And more than that, how do we explain Bechlal, the Chisaron Kavan over here? What does the Chisaron Kavan stare the whole din of Birkas Nenin and the whole problem? What's the problem here? Oh. Says then.
Isn't there a minute? Isn't he saying that the mitzvah srichas kavana is an idea in the perush of the ma'aser?
No, is that what the Rabbeinu? That's what Rabbeinu Yonah means. I don't get the question. I have to repeat it. Say it again. I don't get the question. Say it again.
I'm saying the Rabbeinu Yonah has told it from understanding of what mitzvah srichas kavana are. He's saying mitzvah srichas kavana is a perush of my ma'aser. Otherwise, it's not really misasik, but. But
I was mechavin l'shem birkas nenin. Where do you need to mechavin to exactly what you're saying? If you didn't have the kavan at all, and you just said the bracha without thinking, you just muttered it. Just I gotta say a bracha. I just quickly said something fast. You are yaitze. Pashtus, it was the right bracha. I wasn't mechamen. I was mechamen to Birkas Nenin. I wasn't even thinking what I was saying. I just said it with that rote. So what does it make it worse that when I started the bracha, I was thinking of making a different bracha? Tzrikas kavanah of what? Mr. Tzrikas kavanah, just to be yoytze. When you take a lulav, what kavanah are we talking about? Kavanah to be yoytze the mitzvah. The huadin, any mitzvah, even a mitzvah of amira. We're not saying that the amira needs kavanah. We're saying any kavanah lotzeis, the mitzvah. I have kavanah lotzeis. But what's the problem?
I accepted you could ask the question that if he didn't have kavanah, his yotzi, so why is this worse? That question I accept, but that's not Derivit's question. And Derivit is coming, he's arguing, but I think that the Rabbanian is not even bothering him, Derivit's question. He never asked that.
Well, okay. I mean, I think what he means at the end is Koshin Shum is Kavan Lishum Bracha Ba'ilam. He's taking care of the mitzvah Tzrikas Kavanah issue. And then he's asking more. He's asking Bichlal, who Mehecha Teisa, that Kavanah makes a difference over here. Why is it worse that I was thinking of making a Shahakol than I was thinking of thinking about what I have to do after I finish the shiur tonight? In other words, whatever I'm thinking in my head, I'm saying words by rote. It's an amazing thing, davening. You can actually say words without thinking about what you're saying. Normally, you have to be mechaber to what you're saying, otherwise you don't make sense. But we all have discovered a unfortunate situation where a person can actually say words even though he's not thinking about what he's saying. This person apparently did that and did worse than that. He was even mechaber to the meaning of the words. Just when he said it, he was intending on finishing with a different kavan at the end. And he ended up realizing, oh no, this is not wine, this is beer. And he ended up saying the right bracha. So what's bothering us? What's wrong with my kavana? What's the problem? He was mechavin to the meaning of the words. He was mechavin to be yaitz of the mitzvah birkas nenin. He was mechavin to make a bracha. The only thing he did was he had intention for the wrong bracha. Why does that stare the mitzvah? What's wrong over here? Why does the kavanah stare? That effectively is how I read the Rush's kasha. So it's a little bit hadra kush l'dufta. He goes on a little bit, the Rush. Hadra kush l'dufta, what's the beer? He says the Rush kind of answers the Ravid saying, v'nira d'lav kushyahu, d'lav kushyahi, t'tfei odif b'loi kavanah, he says it's worse. When he says odif here, he means worse. It's worse. In other words, making it better in the sense that I'm making more of a shaila. It's worse. If a person has no kavana, sorry, tfei odif, it's better. I'm misreading it. It's better, mitzad the bracha. If a person was simply made a bracha without kavana, then when you're oiker kavana, the bracha acheris. But it doesn't explain. What does he mean? What is the idea of the Rush? What's he after? And Bichlal, what is the Hezber, according to Rashi, in the issue of the Sugya? So
what's
suggest... I don't hear.
What's wrong with the Rush's answer?
What's wrong with the Rush's answer? Nothing's wrong with it. I want to explain it. The Rush says that it's worse if a person is oiker lebracha acheres, then he's simply not mechavi. If you said the bracha, thinking about something else, you're thinking about what you want to have for dinner tonight, and while you say that, you mutter words with no kavanah whatsoever to the meaning of the words, nothing. That, he says, is in fact better than if a person said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, with kavanah in the meaning of the words, just he was mechavin for the wrong bracha. That, in fact, is worse than a case where a person was not mechavin at all and just muttered the words. It l'chara seems the pasha's counterintuitive. What's the svara? Why should that be? But he's saying something. I don't have a kasha what he's saying. I want to explain it. Why is it worse? Why is the kavana for a different bracha? Agam, I was mechavin to the meaning of the words. All I did was, I meant to say a shahakol when I was supposed to say a b'rei p'ya gafen. Fine. But I said b'rei p'ya gafen in the end. I got the right bracha right. I said the right words. Everything was right. Somebody watching would say, oh, he's a tzaddik. He may have said it, you know, with real kavanah, Baruch Atah Hashem. But nonetheless, because he was thinking of the wrong bracha, he's not yotzei. What's the idea? What's the chisaron? I'm saying it can't be a din min mitzvah srichas kavana. He had kavana. He had kavana for the meaning of the words. He had kavana to be yaitz the mitzvah birkas nenin. What is shtered by the fact that he intended on finishing the bracha with a different chasima? Why is it worse? What's going on? What does he mean?
Is the Ravid's kasha limited dafka to birchas hanenin, or is he referring to all birchas mitzvahs?
The Ravid's kasha is on birchas nenin. He's not really addressing birchas mitzvahs per se. I don't think he was addressing that. There are sugyas about birchas nenin. Whether it's nogea, all that we're talking about to birchas mitzvahs is a moot point at the moment. We have to first figure out what the sugya means, what everything means here, and then we'll go back and see if this is true by birchas mitzvahs.
Because Rebbe keeps on making mention of the mitzvah of birchas nenin. I understood the birchas
nenin. Yeah, because when you, I only said it because when we brought in the idea of mitzvah srichas kavana, I'm familiar with the sugya of mitzvah srichas kavana as kavana lotzeis, the mitzvah that Hashem or the Rabbanu were mechayev me to do. So that's what it means. So I'm saying that in here, I don't know what Rabbeinu Yonah means by the relevance of the din mitzvah's kavana here, because he had kavana to yaitz birkas nenin. Elamai, maybe Rabbeinu Yonah means to say that there's a separate mitzvah to make beria gefen and mitzvah to make shahakol are two different mitzvahs, and I was mechavin to the wrong mitzvah?
Not likely.
I say I find that difficult. I find that hard to hear. I find the shinui of which bracha you make as being internal halachas to the dinim of birkas nenin. But the general idea is when you make the bracha with the intention of performing the tzibirkas nenin. V'haraya. We just got done saying that if I made a shahakol and a bre'pi agafen, I would be yaitzi. I should hakol and wine. I, halachas, I'm supposed to make a bre'pi agafen and wine. Good. What you're saying to me is if I made a shahakol, it would be yaitzi. That's one of the dinim in birkas nenin. Now, in terms of kavana lotzeis the mitzvah, if you're saying there's a bracha to make a berpi agafen and yain, I didn't do that. Not only that, when I made it, even the Gemara is saying, I thought it was beer. And if I would have finished, and the Gemara said that would have been fine. If I made the bracha shahakol, thinking it was beer, and it turns out to be wine, I was yaitze. So what's going on? There I had kavanah what? To make a bracha on beer. I was mechaving to a different bracha all the way through to the end. Yet the Gemara is telling me I'm yaitze. So if you say that birkas, huh?
It's a din
if you say birkas, well, one second. If you say mitzvahs birkas yain, and mitzvahs birkas beer are two different mitzvahs, I was mechavin to the wrong mitzvah. The chul yam, I shouldn't be yaitze. I don't understand Rabbeinu Yaina's connecting in over here the din of mitzvah srichas kavana to the basic idea of the sugya. I don't understand. I'm lost. And I think that's all part of what the Ravid is asking. That's certainly what he's asking. He doesn't bring Rabbeinu Yaina, but he says that I don't think he could have. He was before Rabbeinu Yaina. But he's trying to say that he doesn't understand how Kavana plays a role here at all. It doesn't play a role mitzad the parsha mitzvah srichas Kavana. And bichlal, he's having trouble understanding, just like I can make the bracha without Kavana at all, what does an errant Kavana make things worse? The Rush says it does, but he doesn't give me an explanation. That needs a beer. How is it worse if I said a bracha with no thoughts whatsoever than if I made a bracha with kavana to the meaning of the words? Just I intended on finishing the bracha with a different set of words, and then I was mechavan to the right words. We're saying that's worse. I instead, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, with the full kavana, what the meaning of the words is, but with an intention of saying, Be'repi Agafa. And then I realized, no, I have to make a shahakol. What's wrong? Mechavin to the words was there. The kavanah saperi shamilim was there. I said the right words. I said everything. Why does the fact that when I was saying the words, I had intention of a different bracha, why does it bother me? That, I think, is the main issue here and what the Rishonim are finding perplexing. Yeah. This 484... I know that is 828427664. When I ask something, no, he doesn't. Okay. All right. So I suggest the following Mahalach and Rashi. I suggest a different chakira, a different issue is going on, lefi Rashi in the sugya. I point you to the words which are interesting here. Rashi actually, I think, says it twice. He says, first, when he explains the case that Yoytze, he says, Pshitalon, the Yotza, the filu siim kolabrocha kedas psichosa, amar shakol Yotza. Then later he tells me, Elakami Bailon, Pasaka daita de chamra, kede lasayim barepria gothen. What's the issue? Then Rashi says again later, Basa ikar brocha zlinen, vikar brocha adaita de yain nemra. And here he says, Vahavi kamoy shasiim biyain. What does Rashi want with that? What's he stressing? I think that the issue here is this. Yesh lachkor. Every bracha, Chazal set up a formula that a person says, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, before he recites the concluding part of the bracha upon which he's making the bracha. What is the nature of that formula? Isn't it a generic set of words? The Chazal are misaking that every bracha has a generic beginning, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, and just, there are different chasimas. When it's yayin, it's ber priyagofen. When it's beer, it's shakol nevidvoroi. But the basic formula is generic. Or maybe not. Maybe every single bracha has its own baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam. That's part of the mahus of the bracha ber priyagofen. The bracha ber priyagofen is not a generic beginning with a specific chasima. The entire bracha specific, the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam of the Berei Priyagofen is not the same Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam as Shehakom Yebidvaroi. They are two separate brachas. The words are the same, but the chefts of bracha, the chefts of the statement, are two different statements. When a person makes a Berei Priyagofen and he says Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, he's saying a different bracha, a different mahus of a bracha than if he said it shahakol nebidvaroi. It's a totally different heftz of bracha. That, I believe, is Rashi's havana of what the suffix and what the issue of the sugya is. Rashi's telling me like this. We don't know. When you analyze brachas, when we look at brachas, how do they work? Is the basic yesod of the bracha only the chasima? The haskala is a generic haskala, and therefore, baser chasimas lina. If I want to know what bracha you said, which bracha you said, look at the chasima. The chasima tells me which bracha you said, because the beginning is the same for all of them. Basically, it's generic beginnings. The bracha doesn't become defined, that whether it's a bracha repi agafen or a shahakol, until you get to those words. Therefore, if we say Baser Chasima Zlinan, you're fine. The tzad of Baser Iker Zlinan means like this. It's interesting. The Gemara is calling the actual Shevach of a Kaddish Baruch the Iker of the Baruch. When you say that Shevach and you begin, if you begin Adas Shehakol Nevidvaroi, that Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam is a Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam of a Shehakol Nevidvaroi. But you needed to make a Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam of a Berei Priyagofen. Your kavana basically has put you on the wrong track. You've already begun a Chetz of Bracha, that's a Bracha of Shakol Nevidvaroi, and not a Bracha of Berei Priyagofen. So when you realize later and you want to change the Chasima, what you're effectively doing is being Mechaber two different Brachas. I started out with a Bracha of Shakol Nevidvaroi. I'm changing in the middle and turning into a Berei Priyagofen. Can I do that? If you hold Baser Iker as Linan, by the way, I think it's Edavar Pasha to the Gemara as I'm explaining it now, but that can't be done. The question simply is, what is the nature of that beginning? The formula, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, is it generic or is it specific? If it's generic, then that which defines the bracha is the chasima. You should be Yotze. But if it is specific, then the specific formula of the beginning of the bracha defines it as being a different bracha. Then the gavra, having had kavana for that bracha, will not be yaitse, even if he changes his mind in the middle. He said the right words. but the whole chetz of the bracha is corrupted. That's what Rashi meant when he said these words. The ikar bracha adaita diyayin nimra, tavi kemoi shesiyim biyayin. What does he want with that? Kemoi shesiyim biyayin. He's telling me that when you started the bracha to Hashem, it has a din already, like you made a bracha of Repri HaGafen. Why? Because that's the mahus of what those words are. Those words effectively are words when you have the kavana of wine as the bracha of wine. I believe this is Merumas in the Rid. The Rid says, when he teaches our sugya, he says it actually twice. He brings the suffix. He says, the sanya posach, whoop, I skipped the line here. Here we are. He said to me, when he was explaining the suffix of the Gemara, he said to me, my, basr ikar brochas lina, v'cheven shaso al das rebi agafen lo yotso, v'tzorach lachzu l'varach pamacheres, oi dilma, basr siyum brochas az lina, v'cheven shasiyum hayatoiv yotso. Why? Shapsicho mishameshes l'chol abrochais. He tells me the tzad of chasima az lina, the reason why I'm yaitzei is because the psicha is generic for all the brachas. I'm a dayik that the tzad baser ikar az linan was exactly the opposite. It was exactly to tell me that, in fact, it's not a psicha mishameshes shava l'chol brachas. It's not generic. It's specific. And since it's specific, that's why you wouldn't be yaitzei. Now, having said that, let's see how Rashi now would learn the hemshich of the sugya. The sugya says, Toshma, Shachris, Posach, B'yotzer Or, B'siyim B'mariv Aravim, L'yotzo. Posach B'mariv Aravim, B'siyim B'yotzer Or, Yotzo. Arvis, Posach B'mariv Aravim, B'siyim B'yotzer Or, L'yotzo. Posach B'yotzer, B'siyim B'mariv Aravim, Yotzo. Klol Shildavra Kol Helech Achar Achosim. Rashi explains the sugya, Leshitosim, that we're discussing. When he said the initial part of the bracha, the psicha, the formula of the beginning, in Shachris, he began with the words, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, with intention of saying Yotzer Or. Somehow he got confused, and he finished the entire bracha with Ma'ariv Aravim. The Gemara says, you're not Yotzer. I posuk b'Ma'ariv Aravim v'siyim b'Yotzer Or, you're Yotzer. If you intended when you said those words to say Ma'ariv Aravim and realize, hey, it's daytime, it's not nighttime, then you're Yotzei. Similarly, the same halacha by Arvis, exact opposite. You intended the right kavana when you said the generic, the formula of the beginning of the bracha. Then you changed behemshech advarim. If I said completely the wrong chasim, I'm not Yotzei. If you did afuch, you would be Yotzei. The Gemara establishes klal shel davar hakol hoylech acher achasim. This implies that the whole yesod of a bracha is its chatzima. The fact that I said the beginning bracha, even if it was daytime, and I began to say baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and it was the right bracha, the fact that I said the wrong chatzima kills it. Is a raya, says the Gemara, and lefi dvarenu, that the beginnings are generic. The whole issue is the chasim, and that's why I would be yaitzei if I started out with the wrong kavana, but finished off the right bruch. So the Gemara thinks it has a raya that baser chasim as lina. Gemara answers, shani hosum de kamar baruch yaitzei ha'ma'irais. The Gemara answers, that's not true. Over here, we have something different. We have an end of the bracha. At the end of the bracha, he says also a bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Yotzer HaMa'ariv. So I have a psicha and a chasima kadin. This is not a proof to our suffix. Over here, Baser Chasima Zlinen means you have everything you need at the end of the bracha. I have the correct psicha. I have the correct chasima, Shalom Yisrael. I have a psicha and a chasima kadin. I, the beginning of the bracha, was corrupted. Gemara doesn't seem bothered by that at this point. Okay. Mar goes on. Hanichal Rav Damar Kol Bracha Shein Baskaras Hashem Ein a Bracha Shapir. Mar says that's all well and good according to Rav, who says Baruch Ata Hashem is enough to be a bracha. El Rabbi Yechanan, demar kol bracha shein ba malchus ein a bracha maik lememar. Perish. According to Rabbi Yechanan, you can't say that your formula, your psicha, is at the end of the bracha. Because according to Rabbi Yechanan, you need the melech ha'olam. You need the opening line of the bracha. How could you get away with this? You're right. At the end, when I got to Yotzei Meirais, I had the right kavanah as a daytime kavanah. But when I started out the bracha with a das of nighttime, I said the wrong bracha. I said the Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam of Mariv Aravim. I'm trying to put it together with the Yotzer Meirais. Can't do that. So the Gemara is saying, if you'll say like that Sad, which is how we explained before, Baser Ikar Az Linan, meaning that the formulae of the beginning of brachas are not generic, then over here, how are you going to explain this? Gemara has an interesting answer. Elokeinu Damar Rabba Bar Ula Kedei Lahazkir Midas Yoyim Balayla Midas Layla Bayoyim Ki Kamar Brachu Malchus Mikara Tovayu Kamar. Gemara is answering that's not fair, because in fact the Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, whether it's Mariv or Avim or Yotzer or, the Yisoid is the Mahus of the bracha is even if I'm making the bracha of night, since there's combined ideas of day and night in both brachas, the Gemara is saying it really doesn't matter. Both the bracha Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam of Mariv Aravim and Yotzei Meirais are interchangeable, because effectively that psicha is a bracha on Yoyim V'Layla B'Yachad. So that psicha becomes generic in terms of day and night with respect to the bracha of Mariv Aravim and Yotzei Meirais, because every time you say that, you're Mevarach and Yoyim and Layla equally. So therefore, what Gemara seems to be saying is the mahus of the bracha effectively is the same in both cases. So at least with the psicha is the same. So my psicha is okay, my chesim is okay, therefore I have no raya that baser chesim as linan. Even if you hold baser ikar as linan, you'll be yaitzei anyway. This appears to be the way, as this far, Rashi would learn the sugya. And shalom, very good. However, we have an interesting Rambam. Rambam says, in Hilchos Brachos, this is in Periches, Halacha Yud Aleph. Rambam says like this, Lokach koishel sheikhar biyodai, v'hischil abrocha almanas leimer shahakal, v'to, v'ma brepi agafen, ein machzir in oisoy, v'chein, im hayu lefon of Paris arts v'hischil abrocha almanas leimer brepi adama, v'to, v'ma brepi eitz, ein machzir in oisoy. What happened here? He took a cup of beer with the intention of making a shahakol, and he made the wrong bracha at the end. Why he did it, don't know. But he started out making a bracha on beer, then suddenly thought to himself, this looks like wine or whatever. Then he finished with the words, Berpriya Goffin. The Rambam says, Ein machzirna sir, you yoytze. Hagam, you said the wrong bracha. Berpriya Goffin cannot be matir, a cup of beer. You said completely the wrong bracha. Says the Rambam, though, if you had the right kavanah at the beginning, you're yoytzei. Pili ploim. The Rambam says that's also true. He gives another example. You were supposed to make, you had in front of you peres aretz, and you being in peres aretz, meaning like vegetables. You began making the bracha b'er pri adama, and you finished off b'er pri eitz. B'er pri eitz cannot help for b'er pri adama. Nonetheless, yoytzei. Says the same thing by Dagon. You started out with the intention of making the correct bracha mizoinus. This is not pas, it wasn't bread. And you finished off with the hamoitzi. The Rambam says, you yoytzei. Unbelievable. The Rambam says, hagam, the entire bracha was said incorrectly. He says, mitnei shebeshoa shehizke Hashem v'amalchus shein ikar bracha. The Rambam says, in spite of the fact that I had the wrong chasima, but I have the right psicha and yaitse. What does the Rambam mean? Well, the Rambam, Pashtus, is operating with the idea we just said. He seems to be saying, though, something a little different than we perhaps said in Rashi. The Rid is completely chaylik on this Rambam. He doesn't bring the Rambam, but he says it's impossible the Rambam is saying. If you said the wrong chasima, leisman depalig, you're not yoytze. The only possibility of our Gemara is a case where I said the right chasima with a kavana for the wrong psicha. But if having said the wrong chasima at the end, that the Rid says is impossible. What the Rambam is suggesting, the Rid holds is impossible. Meaning the following. The way we explain the Rid, kulam ramaydu, that you had to say the right bracha, completely, from beginning to end. The subject of the Gemara is whether or not a bracha is defined. And the subject of the Gemara is whether brachas are generic, whether they are specific. I mean in the formula. In the formula of the beginning of the bracha, is it a generic formula or a specific one? The chasim is certainly specific. According to the Rid, leisman depalik, I certainly need the chasima. The suffix of the Gemara is that enough? Is that all that defines the specificity of the bracha? The bracha, Rebbe Yagafen, really is defined by its chasima. The beginning is just generic. Or, baser ikar azlina, meaning that the ikar, the formula of the shevach to a kodesh baruch, which is the ikar of the bracha, that also is specific. And therefore, if I said the wrong bracha, the wrong haschala, I was mechabing to the wrong haschala, it's effectively like making a different bracha and you weren't yais. But everyone is maideh that at least you need the chasima. The Rambam is saying something else on the same approach. He seems to be telling me the following. Kipshutai, is a bracha defined by its psicha or by its chasima? Boser ikar zlinar, boser the chasima. What is the main component of a bracha? What defines the bracha? Is the bracha defined by its psicha? Or is the bracha defined by its chasima? If a bracha is defined by its chasima, then what, even if I said an incorrect psicha, as long as I said the pre-guffin of the chasima, I was yaitze. But if a bracha is defined by its ikar, then it's saying that effectively, if I said baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam for a shahakal, even if I said Birkei Hagafen, we don't care. Because the bracha, the mitzvah of Birkas Nenin says that this din that you have to make a shahakal of Birkei Hagafen is defined by the psicha of the bracha, the shevach to a kadosh baruch hu. That defines what the bracha is. Having said the correct bracha, I would be yaitse. Therefore, the Rambam postulates, if you had to make a shahakol on beer, and you started out with that right baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam, you finish with the wrong chasima, the din is you'll be yaitse. Frekta Ashlama. Ashlama asks Akasha. He says, I don't get it. He says, so you're saying if he says the wrong chasima yaitse, tell me, and are you saying Rambam that a person just said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam is yoytze? You took your beer and said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Are you? Can it be? Is there a half of me to be yoytze? How can it be that if you said Brit Ragafen, it could be better? That's the Shlomo's kasha. How could it be that if I finish the bracha, it's better than if I didn't say anything at all? And it's pasha to him that if you didn't say anything at all, you never were chaysim the bracha. You're not yoytze. But the teretz is simple. The idea is a bracha is defined by two parts. It has this shevach to a kadosh baruch hu, baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam. And then it has that which defines the specific object upon which you're making the bracha. Those are two parts. If you don't have both components, you don't have a bracha. If a person just said baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam and didn't finish the bracha, he didn't do the mitzvah, he didn't do a bracha at all. If he finished with a component, a finishing component of Repri Agafen, you were yoytze the mitzvah. You were makayim the mitzvah. I'm sorry. You were makayim the din bracha. You said the wrong bracha. The Gemara seems to be telling me that as long as the ikar bracha was said, the ikar bracha is all that's necessary in order to be yoytze the din of shakal miyeh bidvaro. Therefore, Number one, I have two rules. I have to make a bracha. For that, I need both the formula, the shevach, together with a specific item upon which I'm making the bracha. As long as the ikar was correct, I will be yotzei the din of shakoni abidvarai.
And if you that finish is shechiyanu,
you finish with shechiyanu. We're talking again. We're in Birkas Nanan yet, Yossi. We have to figure it all out.
But I have the tzur of
bracha.
I have the kavono and I have the tzur of a bracha.
Shechiyanu is not a Birkas Nanan. Shechiyanu is a Birkas.
But I have a bracha. But I still have a bracha. That was exactly the point. I was looking for something that wasn't.
Oh, okay. So you're asking, what if I said shechiyanu at the end? You mean, would I be yotzei? Yeah.
Because I have the kavono.
Hold on. Okay. So, Lafi, what I've said so far, Yossi, Lachari, you should be Yaitse, right? Okay. Let's leave it for a moment. Lafi, what I've said so far, you're right. But let's see. The Rambam, however, in Hilches Kriyashma, this is now in Perik Aleph, Halacha Ches. The Rambam writes the following: B'shachris posach yoytzer or v'siyei ma'ariv aravim leyotza posach b'ma'ariv aravim v'siyei b'yoytzer or yotza b'chein barvis im posach b'ma'ariv aravim v'siyei b'yoytzer or leyotza posach b'yoytzer or v'siyei b'ma'ariv aravim yotza shekol abrochais holchais achar chasimoson hadvarim tmuim. If what we've just said is true, then the Rambam Lishitasa here at this point doesn't seem to make any sense. If I began my bracha b'shachris, baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam, with a kavana of yaitzer or, I've said essentially ikar bracha correctly. What bothers me that I was mesayim b'mariv aravim? He says b'ferish lo yotza. How could it be? What's pshat? And weiter, what does it mean? Posach b'mariv aravim, v'siyim b'yaitzer yotza. Assuming the Rambam has read the Gemara, means in these lines, like Rashi meant. In other words, posach b'shachris, posach yaitzer means, he said the words, baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam, with the kavana of saying the bracha yaitzer. And then he went off entirely. According to the Rambam Lishitasai, as long as I had the Ikar Bracha, which was the formula of the beginning, I should be Yotzei. How could the Rambam say Lo Yotzei? And Viter, Posach B'mariv Aravim V'Siyim B'Yotzer Yotzei. How can that be? When I started, I had the wrong Ikar Bracha. I was Messiah with the right Bracha. But how does that help? And then the Rambam has the exact same idea with the nighttime. At the night, if I started Mariv Aravim and finished Yotzei, or not Yotzei. Started Yaitzer V'Siyim Mariv Aravim Yotzei. What does it mean? Dvarim Tmuim Me'alid. Now, even if we'll work in the Hemshich of the Sugya into the understanding of the Rambam, which is certainly the right thing to do, we'll say that what the Rambam means is, if I said Baruch Atah Hashem Yaitzer Me'alid, as the Gemara itself says, then even if at night I began with the wrong kavana, well, I'm Yotzei at the end because I said Yotzei Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzei Me'alid. Then the Gemara went ahead and asked, well, that's all good according to Rav. What about Rav Yechon who needs Malchus? Well, the psicha is effectively generic. Good. That all makes sense when I started out with the wrong psicha. In other words, B'shachris, I started out with Kavanah to say Mariv Aravim and finished off with Yotzei Or. That Yotzei Me'alid. That I understand that I was Yotzei. But what about the opposite? L'chair, according to the Rambam, starting out Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam with the right kavana to say the bracha of Yotzei Me'alid, finishing off incorrectly, I should be Yotzei. Why is it different than the case of when a person began the bracha with the intention of saying a bracha on beer, which was the correct bracha, and finished with Brei Gafen? We're saying since the Ikar Bracha was said correctly, you might say, why is this different? And the Rambam brings as his explanation, Shechol HaBracha is Holchis Acher Chasimoson. Hey, when we got to Hilchos Brachas, the Rambam told me the exact opposite. He told me to go Boser the Ikar. So what's going on? None of this makes any sense. It's a stira mineu bei in the Rambam. a plia, a tmiya, a tsuma. What does the Rambam mean? So I suggest the following yeshiv. Shuvas Chachmil Neil to the rescue. The Migdalois brings for us a Shuvas Chachmil Neil. Sometimes these Shuvas Chachmil Neil can make trouble, but this one is important. As we all know, the Chachmil Neil sent questions to the Rambam, asking questions on Psukim that they saw in the Rambam and asking him to explain himself. Now, as I think I once told you that I heard that Reb Chaim said that he didn't like the tshuvas of the Rambam to the Chachmil Neil. He said, I could have said better on some of these tshuvas. Mm-hmm. But this one, I particularly find interesting. The Shaila was like this. Hashela, Yareinu Rabbeinu. The Chachmil Neil asked, Vim Sheikhar Sa'irim, Eich Yatsa. Umarnav Rabbana Alfas, Zichronu Livracha, Hoylech Alzed Derech, Vichasarnu Lahoytzu Liyabosh. What I understand them to be asking, it's a little hard in the words, but I understand the question to be basically, is this stira? How is the case of what you're saying by Sheikhar, finishing Rebri Agafen, different than the case here of Mariv Aravim? Answers the Rambam, listen. Yearly, Shein Advarim Amurim, Ela B'Sheichar Hayotzi Min HaGefen. K'may Shenemar B'Nazir, Miyayin B'Sheichar Yazir. Uva Oyser Sheichar Shel Anovim, Shein Adam Roya B'Kais Im Sheichar Im Yayin. Uche Sheyavai Adam Litois, V'yiftach Amanas Shei Sheichar, V'yisayim B'Ri HaGefen. Aval B'Sheichar Shel Soirim B'Chayotzi Boi, Le'ayri Rabbanan. B'davar zeklal should be Rabbeinu. B'davar zeklal. B'chi yesh mi shiyomar lak lok achamer uverach al das levarach berpia eitz b'sima moitzit lechem in aretz yatsa altu b'shuftani askinan umam mochem l'shkoga zu ele b'sheich ha'yotzim in agefen hein hadvarim amurin. In other words, the Rambam is saying, and this is to Yossi, this is answering your question by Shechiyah. The Rambam is saying, the case that he's talking about is very specific. The sheikher that we're talking about is a sheikher that was produced from wine. I don't know exactly what the metzias is. It's obviously an alcoholic beverage where the shear of yain that's in it is not sufficient or not enough to generate a bracha of Rebbi Agafen. So the apparently he's saying that this whole halacha of the Rambam, that when he started out with the wrong psicha and said an incorrect chasima, this is only when my intention originally and my Berpia Goffin is going on at least a derivative, he's saying, of wine. It's a Sheikher Shel Yain. But if it's a Sheikher Shel Soirim, so that's impossible. Other Bishop Tani Askinan, talking about idiots, fools, that we're not doing. Hu Adin, he tells me very clearly, if you made a bracha on an eitz and you said a moitzi, is there a havamina to be yaitzeh? Obviously not, says the Rambam. What does he mean? I think what he means is this. See, there are two dinim. There is the ikar bracha, and then there's the chasima. The ikar bracha has to be said with kavana, like we said before, for the correct bracha. If you say with kavana for a different bracha, that's, you just said a whole different bracha. That's not the same bracha. I need kavana for the right bracha. I also have a din chasima. Without a din chasima, I don't have a kasher bracha. But there's a third halacha. A third halacha in Hilchus Brachas. That a bracha, in order for one to be yaitze, has to be, for lack of better words, has to be a bracha amiti. Not a sheker. The bracha at least relates to the item, connects to the item I'm making the bracha on. It's an emes, not a sheker. He's saying, when I say b'er priya gafen, this is not a sheker. This is Priya Goffin. It's not the Priya Goffin that demands the bracha where Priya Goffin. But this is not a bracha that's a sheker ba'alma. This is a correct. What effectively I've said has been correct. In such a case, that bracha is a bracha miti. That bracha is kayin. And that is how he's being yoytze. That, on this mahalik, Every case that the Rambam brings in Ches Yud Aleph is specific. When the Rambam said, V'cheinim ha'yu lefonav peris aretz v'hischa lebroch amanas lemabre pi adama v'tovam abre pi eitz. What's going on? He's talking about those items that are adama, which resemble Brepia eitz. They have stalks. They act like wheat. The Gemara says that wheat is a form of an eitz, of an ilan. I think the Lechem Mishnah makes reference to this. These are items because they resemble eitz. They have the stalk. They just don't come back. They come back from year to year. They have to be replanted, like bananas, for example. The Rambam is saying in such a case, you'll be eitz. Similarly, it's what he means at the end. He's saying if you said on mezonos hamotzi lechem min haaretz, we're talking about items, mezonos, that resemble lechem, but don't actually have a din lechem. Maybe you're talking about mezonos. We're talking about, let's say, pasta baba kisnin, some case like that, where be'etzim it's pas, but the it's halacha is bermim mezonos. In such a case, the bracha is not a sheker, and that's how the Rambam is saying I would be yaitzei. This explains the Rambam in Hilchos Kriya Shema. The Rambam is telling me that in spite of the fact that the Iker was correct, but you can't make a bracha on day, Yoytzim Ares, at night. You can't make a bracha Mariv Aravim by day. That's a total sheker, total steer to the truth, to the emes. In such a case, even the Rambam is moide. That's like Shuvtani Askinon. In such a case, even the Rambam is moide that you won't be Yoytzei. So effectively, what we've said at this point is the Rambam and Rashi. We don't know. The Rashi, I don't know that Rashi holds like the Rid or holds like the Rambam. That is a suffix at the moment. But we have two mahalthim on this path. The idea is an issue of looking at the formula that begins brachas. Are they generic? Are they specific? For the Rid, that in fact is the suffix of the sugya. That's good for the question. Are the brachas generic? Are the formula of the beginning of the brachas generic or specific? That's the suffix of the Gemara. For the Rambam, it was parshut that the haskola is specific. The issue of the Gemara is, do I care? What defines the bracha? Is the bracha defined by the end? That's where Priya Gafin. Or is the bracha defined by the beginning? If I define it by the end, I'm not even getting into, I don't think the Rambam is even clearing already what the din of the formula is. You want to say the Rambam means over here, it's generic, I'll listen. But that doesn't sound like his mahalach. What he's telling me is if I hold Brepia Gafin, it means a bracha is defined by its chasima. Or is a bracha defined by its zicha, the ikar part? If the ikar was Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam with intention Brepia Gafin, then that is the bracha you said. If you finish Hakol Miyabidvar, you're finishing with a different bracha. But the Rambam has a condition in the bracha being kosher. It has to at least be true. It has to be that the bracha that I've said is not a complete steerer to the truth of what I'm actually saying. If I make Berpia Goffin, it has to at least be a derivative of Yain. If I say Berpia Eitz, it has to be something that at least has a tsur of Eitz, even though it's halachically vegetable, luckily Adama. Classic case, bananas. Or if I make Mezoinus, it has to be something that at least is kashur, has a din pas. In some way that I could say, in such a case, you would be Yaitse. The Lechem Mishnah essentially says this Mahalach. Now, in Yitz Hashem. Yeah?
I just want to point out that the Rambam says Tavshil Shildagan.
Yeah?
That's not Pasa Bab Kisni.
I don't want to push it now, but I don't agree. A tafshil can be either cooked or baked. The Araya, you say that's what we say by Karban Pesach. And Karban Pesach was roasted. Lush and Bishul is a process. We spoke about this once upon a time. We'll get to that. We'll talk about that in the appropriate time. But I don't think that's necessarily not true. I stand by what I'm suggesting. It has to be something that's roy for a mitzi. I don't know. I think conjure up another tzior for you, Naftali, where I took a matzah ball, cooked it, and then baked it afterwards. That's a whole shiloh, that whether that's, you know, that carries still a dinamaitzi, dinamazinus, ashes, mazinus. Okay, Chevra.
Midas Hayom Balayla, Midas Balayla Bayom. How does that play into the Rambam? I mean, even though in a Hanami they need to be set together, or there is an element to be set together, but at the end of the day, there's still Sheker, there's still a steer to each other?
No. The Rambam is saying that if the Psicha was done correctly, the Rambam holds that if that the Psicha was done, even if I had Kavana for, quote, the wrong Bracha, but there's no such thing as the wrong bracha by Yetzer or by Mari Varvim and Yetzer Maris in the Psicha. Because the Psicha is generic. It goes both on day and both on night. It always does that. So there's no such thing as being mechaving to the wrong bracha. You're mechaving either way to the correct bracha because it's a bracha day, bracha night. Remember, I don't know if I have to go this far, but it certainly works according to the Rashba. If you remember, the Rashba sheet is in brachas, but just ideas. So what this appears to be saying is that the ideas of the body of the bracha are basically the same whether it's day or night. The chasima defines a whole different story whether I mention night or day, but at least in the body of the bracha, it's basically the same. So the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam will work regardless of what my kavana is, because either one is a bracha on day and night together. Okay, Mirtz Hashem. When we are mamshich, we're going to see a whole nother pshat in the sugya. The case is not the case that we've cited where he stopped in the middle of Melech Olam, but he kept going. He finished, said the Shakoni Abibar, and then realized he made the wrong brach and said, Rebbe Yagofen. We will see several shittas in Rishonim on that topic. And guess what? The next year we have won't be on Zoom. This is Hashem on Sunday morning. I hope so. So far, unless there's a radical change in the next couple of days. Toldes, this is in Revi, the beginning of Perek Gimel, Aliyah of Revi. Ve'el toldes Aaron u'Moshe, v'yayim dibrei Hashem es Moshe b'har Sinai. This is a very problematical statement. Ve'el toldes Aaron u'Moshe. There is no hemshich. The hemshich of the parasha, we talk about the toldes of Aaron. We talk about the toldes of Levim. No mention is made of any toldos of Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi, of course, asked the question. Rashi answers, it's melamed has been chaver teira. Malav akosav ki'ilu yiladai. A person who teaches ben chaver teira, it's as though he gave birth to him. It's a nice drush. I have no objection to the drush, but I want to suggest something else is at work over here. Something even perhaps a drush may in the pshat. By the way, the Ramban's pshat is very interesting. The Ramban says that Ed the Toldest Aaron Umayshe, his pshat is that because we're referring to now B'nai Levi, it had to say at least the Rosh B'nai Levi, and Moshe's name had to be mentioned. Agam, it's not a steer, it's not true. We're going to mention the Banim of Amram, B'tei HaDvarim, but there's nothing specific about Moshe Rabbeinu has told us that it mentioned. According to Ramban, it's clearly Docha, completely the Hezber is Docha. What's going on here? I want to suggest the following mahalak. Moshe Rabbeinu is a very interesting figure, Bichlal. What was Moshe's legacy? Spiritually, no. We call this Tyrus Moshe. What about physically? In other words, his children are not even considered B'nai Moshe Rabbeinu. The Pasuk in Shaftim refers to, I think it's Gershon ben Menashe, Pasuk in Shaftim, Perikid Beis. And the Gemara says in Baba Basra, that's a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu, but there wasn't Nikral al-Shem, Moshe Rabbeinu's children, Moshe Rabbeinu's son. In fact, Moshe Rabbeinu's children, Agam, the Gemara tells us in Tainis, that Revia, he had thousands of children. The Kodesh Baruch Hu's promise, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, that Herif Mimeni, and I'll turn you, I'll destroy Klai Yisrael, and I'll turn you into a great nation. Gemara says, Agam, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mispalel to save Klai Yisrael. The bracha was Niskayim. His children measured, the Gemara makes a drush, Revia, 600,000 in the Bonim. He had many children, but they're not Nechshav, his Bonim, his children. And what really is being said is this. It's true he had children. But the children, for the melech of Klal Yisrael, the melech of everything, he is the giver of Torah to Klal Yisrael, we would expect his mishpacha to be the most important, the biggest yichus possible. And Moshe Rabbeinu is denied that. He doesn't have that in his children. We don't even know at this point in time and in history who Moshe Rabbeinu's children are. We don't know at any point in time that we don't see anywhere that it was a covenant to marry one of Moshe Rabbeinu's family. That legacy he never had. He never had a kever. He didn't have a place where people could daven from him, before him. Physically in the world, he has nothing. His legacy is completely spiritual, Torah's Moshe. The Torah is telling me something else. That effectively, the older brother Aaron, who at least in age should have had the role of Moshe Rabbeinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu selected bypassing Aaron and giving it to Moshe Rabbeinu. But Aaron still got many, many things. A lot of the roles of what Moshe Rabbeinu played, at least in his lifetime, were handed to Aaron in the form of the kahuna, and that's what in the Hemshich of history, that's the role he performed. When you needed to ask, you wanted to know the knowledge, ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu. There were Nevi'im, that's true. But you also had the Urim v'Tumim, which was given to Aaron. The whole idea of a family of mishpacha that had that chashivus that remains through Darius, that is the chash of a family in Klal Yisrael, that's the kahuna, that was given to Aaron. What the Torah is telling me is that b'midat ma, Aaron, as a brother of Moshe, Aaron is zeiche, his children are next of the legacy of Moshe Rabbeinu as well. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not that he has no legacy. The toldus of Aaron, it's true, the physical toldus that he gave birth to them, oh, they're Aaron's. But the Torah is giving to Moshe Rabbeinu that family, that his brother's children, are Nechshav al Shem Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why he's Zeiche, that's what it means, toldus Aaron. That Moshe does have a legacy. But the legacy of Moshe Rabbeinu is not his own children. It's the children of Aaron. That's what I suggest here. One more point. Fascinating. When Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, Su Esreish B'nei Yisrael, he tells them to count. The Ramban says, how is this counting going to be? It's amazing. Each person, one at a time, was going to go before Moshe Rabbeinu and give B'mispar Shemos. The Ramban says, Mispar Shemos, the word Misaper. Each person would stand in front of Moshe and Aaron and say who they were, from what family they were from, what Shevet they're from. That's Vayis Yaldu. That's exactly what the meaning of Vayis Yaldu is. Fine. The Ramban says something very interesting. He says, how was it done, though? It was done by giving a chatzi shekel. The machzi shekel was necessary as a kofer nafsha in order to count. You can't count without machzi shekel. That was the parsha of Kisisa. So what's pshat over here that we are saying, that's the pshat over here, everything was done, al pi, the machzi shekel. The problem is, the parsha makes no mention anywhere of the machzis shekel. How can that be? So until about an hour ago, I wanted to suggest something which is against the Ramban. What I'm about to tell you now is in Abarbanel. I found it in the Abarbanel. The case really is that the cases is where they were counted by people, not by shkolim. The parsha always says, legugalaysam. They counted them one by one. Aye, what happened to the problem, the whole sakana of being counted ayidei individually, not going through the shkolim? The answer is, there's a big difference. There's a rule, shluchei mitzvah einu nizoikin. Here, there was a tzivui, suis rosh b'nei Yisrael, it was rosh kol das b'nei Yisrael, there's a tzivui to count. There's a nosoi, there's a tzivui to count. When there's mitzvah, there's no fear, you don't need shkolim. Ki siso es kipshutoi, ki siso. When you want to come ahead and count Klal Yisrael, it's reshus. In such a case, it's dangerous. You're giving each person a chashivus. It's a whole din on the person itself. Then we need shkolim to be poter nefesh. But over here, when mitzvah is being done, it will be megin, shluchim mitzvah, and nizoikin, and you'll be safe. Have a good Shabbos, guys, and see you all in person on Beitz Hashem on